fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 26th of April. Prepper tip of the day. It's a question. Here it is. Do you have your night vision? Question mark. Do you have your night vision? If not, why not? Night vision is essential. Almost half of every day is dark, nighttime. So, do what you can. Do what you need to do. It may be some. It may involve some financial sacrifice. I understand that. I appreciate that. But some night vision, even low-end, entry-level equipment, is better than no night vision at all. Check out opticsplanet.com. It's the best place I've found to find anything and everything to do with both night vision and thermal imaging. A lot of great educational material there. Opticsplanet.com. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this hour. Call number is 800-313-9443. The current headline on Drudge is, what is it here? Go back to Drudge about Kim Jong-un. It says, Kim readies for war. And then it takes you to an article on the dailymail.com. It says, North Korean leader takes his salute as his army fires rockets and torpedoes at mock enemy warships during country's largest ever live fire artillery drills. North Korea has been a client state of China and, to a lesser extent, Russia ever since the get-go. Always has been. I don't believe anything of any consequence takes place in North Korea without the direct involvement and consent of China. I really don't. Donald Trump's attempting to make a deal with the devil to have China come in as an intermediary to bring Kim Jong-un under control, which needs to happen. It says here, Kim Jong-un saluted the army as they fired more than 300 large caliber artillery pieces along Wonsan coast. And there's photographs of self-propelled artillery. We have similar pieces of equipment, very similar, pieces of self-propelled artillery. People look at them and think they're tanks. Well, they're not tanks. They're self-propelled artillery. Big difference. And journalists frequently can't tell the difference. There's a photograph of this chubby little man standing up in the limousine as he salutes the military. And I see a photograph here of their the self-propelled artillery being discharged. There's a guy about 15, 16 feet behind the artillery piece with a rope pulling the triggering mechanism on the self-propelled artillery. So there's another photograph of Kim Jong-un with his flag rank officers all smiling and happy all together there. And here's all their artillery pieces lined up on the beach, ready for firing. Coastal town of Wonsan. And here's another photograph of missiles being launched. And more photographs of artillery. And then there's our tanks. Well, they're calling these artillery. These are self-propelled artillery. They aren't tanks. And then aircraft going overhead. Yes. North Korea. What a hoot. They can barely feed their own people. They're one of the largest, if not the largest, including their reserves, militaries, as far as personnel is concerned, on the planet. Certainly a flashpoint. Absolutely a flashpoint. Not that there's anything you and I can do about it, no. Well, there are some real tanks. Oh, these are Army, U.S. Army M1 tanks. Run with jet engines. And more missiles being shot. And fascinating stuff. Absolutely fascinating. So what can you do? Well, you can't do anything to mitigate or stop all this silliness. What you can do is work with your family to develop a safe haven for your family. That would be a wise thing to do, don't you think? I think it is. The best place would be a hobby farm, a good distance from any major metropolitan area. 200 miles or more would be good. 100 miles would be okay, especially if it's in a remote area. A hobby farm. What is a hobby farm? Well, that's a place where the products grown. It could be fruits, vegetables, eggs, milk, meat, whatever it might be, are primarily meant for consumption on the premises, not for sale to make money. Obviously, if you got more eggs than you need or more tomatoes than you need, you take them to the farmer's market and sell it, but that's not the primary purpose. The primary purpose is to feed the people that are on the premises. That's a hobby farm. I know the hobby farms locally here, when there's surplus produce or fruit, they can it and put it away for future use. That's what they do for the following year, for the following winter, whatever it might be. And, of course, they could give away some of those canned goods or sell them also. I'd be very cautious about buying home canned fruits and vegetables unless I personally knew the people canning it. There's just too much that can go wrong. I would not buy home canned anything unless I knew the people doing it or it was a business. The Amish have excellent canned jellies and jams, for example, and they have a reputation for doing good quality work and good hygiene and cleanliness and so forth, which is absolutely essential to home canning, to make sure you got a healthy product that you can count on to be nutritious and not cause any harm. So, yes, a hobby farm. You may say, John, I can't afford to leave my job in the city. Well, then you need to form an alliance with an existing hobby farm, don't you? How do you do that if you don't know anybody with a hobby farm? Well, you start networking. We got all these social media things, network, Facebook, and so forth. emails. Maybe somebody you went to school with in high school or college knows of a hobby farm or is part of a hobby farm. You may not even know it. You lose touch with people. Maybe a former coworker or a current coworker, somebody you go to church with, somebody you were in the military with, is associated with a hobby farm. There's lots of possibilities. Now, hobby farms always need two things, money and labor. That's two things hobby farms will always need all the time, money and labor. So if you can provide one or the other or both, you might find yourself very welcome at a hobby farm if you can provide money, if you can provide labor. What do you get back? Well, you get a safe haven. That's what you get, a safe haven. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, I wanted to pass along a little tip I just kind of accidentally ran into. I picked up some surplus 20-millimeter ammo boxes, and I wanted to be able to put canned goods away in a safe way, and I was astonished how many standard-size cans that you can put in a 20-millimeter case. And, of course, they're waterproof that way, and you don't want to store dented cans, so you want to make sure that they don't, you put them in a bag, they could get dented. And they're easy to pick up and move around. And in my case, when we get the cold weather in Wisconsin, we can bring this stuff back and put it in a warm place for the wintertime. And I was just flabbergasted how well this worked out.
Well, Fred, I would encourage you to use oxygen absorbers in those cans to help retard the cans rusting.
Okay.
That would be good. Or something you might also want to do, take a little more time and effort, would be to take the cans, strip off the paper labels, if they have a paper label, mark on them what the product is and the expiration date, and then spray a clear coat lacquer on it, a clear coat of enamel. To retard rusting, because rust is the enemy of these cans. It really is.
Okay.
All right. That's a good
thank
comment.
You, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Another thing about canned goods, tomato products do not store well. The high acid content of tomato, canned tomato products in steel cans, I'm not talking about glass, but steel cans, it will eat through in a year or less. The acid is so intense with tomato products, with steel cans, regular grocery store steel cans. If you got glass jars are sealed in, that shouldn't be too much of an issue. Just make sure they're properly canned to retard the spoilage from happening. I've done every way you can store food known to mankind. I haven't done home freeze drying because I have not had a home freeze dry unit, but I've done vacuum packing. I've packed grains with different. I've packed grains with using different methods that will work, and some of which are very messy, some of which aren't so messy. here's the thing about grains. There's bulk grains. There's insect larvae in bulk grains. It can't be avoided. There are insect larvae in bulk grains. And if there's oxygen present, those larvae will hatch out and become insects that will consume the grain. So you need to protect the grain from that. Vacuum packing is a good method. Using nitrogen and displacing the oxygen with the nitrogen, the insect larvae cannot breathe the nitrogen. That's probably the best way. There's no sense going into these other methods, quite frankly. You can get nitrogen from your local industrial gas supplier. You can either buy or rent the tank it comes in. You're going to need a regulator, a rubber hose, and a brass or steel or aluminum tube connected to the rubber hose. And here's what you do. Say you've got a 5-gallon plastic bucket, a food grade. It has to be food grade, by the way. plastic bucket, and you want to put, let's say, spelt in there, the grain spelt. It could be any grain. It could be oats, barley, it doesn't matter. You fill it almost to the top. You leave a depression of a couple inches down in the middle, and you take a small candle and a piece of aluminum to catch the wax from the candle. You put that in there and light it, and then you put the tube that you're going to shoot the nitrogen with down to the bottom of the bucket and open up the regulator. As the nitrogen's heavier than air, by the way, as the nitrogen fills up the bucket, the top of the candle has to be below the top of the bucket, by the way. When that candle goes out, then you know the bucket's full of nitrogen. You just remove the candle and the piece of aluminum, seal the bucket with the lid for the 5-gallon bucket, and you're done. That will keep for 20 or more years. Keep in a cooled out, dry place, maybe 30 or 50 years. I don't know. But it will keep a long time as long as you keep the grain away from heat and moisture. If there's a good tight seal on there, the moisture won't get in. That's very destructive. Of course, if you're getting moisture, you're getting oxygen also. So you need to have a good tight seal on that 5-gallon bucket. And just set it in a cool, dry place, and you're good to go with that bucket of grain. You can do the same thing with a food-grade 55-gallon steel drum. It has to be food-grade. Typically, when you buy these surplus on the market, they may still have the food product in there. That way you know for sure nothing else has been done with it. Clean it out with hot, soapy water and a broom. Rinse it out a couple of times. You're going to have a food-grade lid to go with it, of course, with a good rubber seal. And it's the same process as with the 5-gallon bucket, except you're storing about 250 pounds of grain in a very small space. A steel drum is 2 feet in diameter and stands, oh, a little over 3 feet tall. I'm not sure how tall they stand, 40, 42 inches, something like that. Doesn't matter. You can fit 4 of them on the standard footprint of a pallet. A standard pallet is 4 by 4 feet. There's many other sizes, of course, but a standard pallet is 4 by 4 feet. And so if you had 8 feet of space, ceiling space, you could actually store, about 2 tons of grain in a space 4 feet by 4 feet. That would be 8 55-gallon steel drums, approximately 2 tons of grain in a fairly compact space. Fairly compact. I've also used these Mylar bags. They work quite nicely. Fill them with grain, then displace the oxygen with nitrogen, seal up the bag. The nice thing about these bags, if you don't pack them too tight, is they will form fit around each other and take up a very small space, leaving almost no extraneous space occupied by air. It's another great way to store grains. But if you need to store up a lot of food to feed a lot of people, bulk grains is the way to do it. If you don't have a tremendous amount of financial wherewithal, you don't want to store up GMO grains, which would probably be wheats and corns. You're less likely to get GMO when you go to barley, spelt, oats, those kinds of grains. The better quality grains you get, the better results you're going to get in terms of nutrition and health. Now, when I was storing up, we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of April. We got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I had a question. Last week, you had a caller call in and mentioned a man that made a video back in 1967, Myron Fagan.
Yeah.
I watched that. I watched that. I was wondering if you had a chance to watch that yet.
I have not yet. I looked it up, but I have not had a chance to watch it. What's your thoughts on the video after you did watch it?
Man. Yeah, that's everything that I've heard in the last 30 years since I've known this truth. And this man made it in 67. He did a real good job, I thought. And anyway, I just thought I'd mention that.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. People need to check this out. Myron Fagan, F-A-G-A-N, right.
Yeah. He had some other videos there, too. Anyway, that's all I had. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Nobody says it would be easy or inexpensive to be part of a hobby farm, on one hand. On the other, if you want a safe haven, I believe that is the best way to go. A lot of people, and this whole term preppers, which has popped up in the last 15 or 16 years or so, they think that they can have a temporary shelter for a few weeks or a few months, even a year, and then things will go back to normal. Well, that's if it works out that way, that's great. If it doesn't, then you got a big problem. You got a huge problem if it doesn't work out that way. With a hobby farm, you're good to go. You're good to go. So you need to check this out, I believe. Make your own decision. Obviously, it's going to be your decision and your decision alone as to whether a hobby farm is the thing that you want for you and your loved ones. I believe it's going to be the right decision for many people. There's going to be circumstances where it wouldn't work out, but I think for many people it would be the right decision to become part of, somehow, some way, become part of a hobby farm. Maybe you can only go down there one weekend a month. If you provide labor on a Friday afternoon, a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Sunday, that would be much appreciated by the people who own and run the hobby farm. If you can provide money so they can buy the tools and supplies and equipment they need, that would be appreciated also. So think about it and consider it. What would it take? What would it take? Chances are it's going to be a hobby farm within a two-hour drive of wherever you might be, even if you're in a densely populated area, back east, or Metro Chicago, whatever it is, Metro Los Angeles. There's going to be a hobby farm within a two-hour drive. Now, a two-hour drive is reasonable. I'm a two-hour drive from things I visit in St. Louis, my hometown, and it's a reasonable drive. Not too bad at all. 3 hours wouldn't be bad, but once you start getting past 3 hours, it starts getting to the point where you're going to be thinking twice about making that drive. But a two-hour drive is somewhat reasonable to make once a month or every couple of weeks to be part of a hobby farm. Why not? You're going to meet interesting new people. You're going to learn new skills. Get some good, healthy, fresh air, outdoor exercise. And establish a safe haven for yourself and your family. It sounds like a win-win situation for everybody. You win, the people that own the hobby farm win, your family wins, everybody wins. And I like to see win-win situations whenever we can do them. You don't want to be too close to a major metropolitan area. That would not be wise. Could be exceptions where you're taking going to a fairly remote area. It's not too far away from a major city. Okay, here's our break. Bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there. Read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have an ongoing project that you've been helping me with, all you listeners, to locate more maps of North America with new coastlines on television shows and movies. The list keeps growing. I know there's more out there. Right now, we're trying to find a nice, sharp, crystal clear image of North America with new coastlines on the TV show NCIS. Many, many episodes. The map appears on the wall of the character called the director. It's a nice framed image map with its own light shining on it. The image we've got right now is out of focus. We need a nice, crystal clear, sharp one. I'm sure they're out there. If you find it, you get your choice of any of my DVDs. Any one of my DVDs is a thank you. We appreciate that. It'll help everybody in this effort. Also, my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale, a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I was pretty active yesterday, cutting down trees, moving logs up and down ladders, using the tractor, off and on the tractor. I went to bed with minor erection pains. I woke up pain-free this morning because I use my energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, it'll probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it'll probably help. If it doesn't, I offered for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you already have your energy cleaner, listen up. You tired of that aluminum screen wire breaking apart and scratching you in the middle of the night? Well, time to get a mattress pad. I've got mattress pads. They're comfortable. They're machine washable. They won't break apart and scratch you. So check out the mattress pads at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, Chase can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. Moving out here from St. Louis, 13 years ago, was culture shock for John Moore in a good way, in a lot of good ways. These communities out here, they're not what they appear to be at first. You might be driving past a farm and see a large white metal building there and not think anything of it. You think, well, there may be some tractors and farm equipment parked in there, when actually it's a automobile and truck repair shop. There's no sign out front. But the young man who runs that business is has certification, national certification to be a automobile and truck mechanic. He has all the proper tools, all the proper training, and he works full-time for the mines as a mechanic, and then has this business he does on the side, where he does repairs of cars and trucks. Does excellent work, charges a very reasonable price, but there's no sign out front. Another farmhouse you might run past, another might have a large green metal building out back, and there's no signs, but there's a complete metalworking shop in there where welding takes place, a machine work takes place, metal fabrication takes place, but you would never know it just driving past it, where the owner of the shop, the proprietor, has qualified machinists working for him, doing machine work, and you would never know it. And that's just the nature of the way it is out here in the country. Another home you might drive past, just a little country home, woman and her husband live there, and she's a seamstress and does repairs of articles of clothing, puts in new zippers in a jacket if you need it, and I had her put a new zipper in my leather jacket, one of my leather jackets, for example. But there's no sign out front. There's no way to tell just driving past there that there's any business taking place there at all. But everybody in the neighborhood knows it. It's all word of mouth. It's these communities out here in the country are very complex, a lot more complex than you might know at face just driving through the community. We have the little community of Viburnum has its own Facebook page, and I needed a painter for the American Legion. I'm the commander of the local American Legion, so I put out a note on Facebook that I needed a painter for a contract. And I got two responses from two different painters. I'm meeting with them this evening to go over the job and have them make bids on the painting at the American Legion Hall in Davisville. The complexity of these communities, the things that they have to offer are not understood or even known outside these little communities. They simply aren't. I needed to have a 40-foot Connex moved. So I called up a man who does some auto repairs for me. The family business also includes running tow trucks to move disabled trucks and automobiles. And he says, oh, yeah, John, I can do that. You want to do it today? He's ready to go right then to move a 40-foot Connex 42 miles. And we're probably going to do that next week. We got rain days from now until Sunday, mostly. It might be one or two days off, but we'll get that 40-foot Connex shipping container moved next week. Then I have to have a semi-trailer moved. Well, it only has to be moved about 100 feet or so I can bring down a couple of trees. But I'll be getting that done also. Lots of resources out here in the country that simply aren't obvious, that don't appear in the telephone directory, the yellow pages, simply family-run, privately run businesses that do what they do with no advertising taking place, no listing in the telephone book, no sign out front. That's the way it's done out here in the country. And it's great. You accomplish your goals and not spend a whole lot of money. My Lincoln Town Car now has 350,000 miles on it. And I intend to get about $500,000 out of it before I retire it. And all the work is done locally by men who have these small shops. One guy specializes in air conditioning. So if I have an air conditioning issue, I take it to him. Another guy specializes in engine work. If I have an engine problem, I take it to him. And so on and so forth. Lots of resources that aren't obvious. Lots of ways to accomplish goals that aren't obvious. It's a matter of networking, asking questions, and getting the job done. I need a grass cut at the American Legion. So I made a couple of phone calls, and I found a guy to trim the grass around the edge with his line trimmer. As it turns out, he's related to me by marriage. Pretty funny. Yeah, living in the country is a whole different experience. There's three Walmarts in the three different compass points. One southwest in Salem, 45 minutes. Northeast in Sullivan, 45 minutes. Northwest or almost due west in Rolla, 45 minutes. I can go to any one of those, and within 5 or 10 minutes, I got people address me by my first name. This is a huge area. We're talking hundreds of square miles. Hundreds of square miles. But it's a whole different culture, and I like it. I really do like it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Phyllis in Missouri. Good morning, Phyllis.
Hi. I looked up, let's see exactly what did I look up. Flooded, anyway, I got you another picture under your name. It was under U.S. Flooded area, and it's at, pictures at Virtus. However, I can't get there. They won't let me see the site. But I've seen it on, when you look, you know, you click images, you get a good picture of it and some other flooding that we haven't anticipated.
Okay.
And it's under the Liberty Man USA Flooded. And it's under images, I guess.
Right. What you found is the map that I published on my DVD in 2008 there, Phyllis.
Oh, did you see it? It's a good map.
That's my map. What you found is my map.
Okay. So okay. I found nothing, huh? But I did find other images of other different things that were
guessing. Yeah, you're going to have to watch TV shows and movies to find more images of what you're going to have to do, Phyllis.
Okay, I'll go back to work.
Okay, thank you, Phyllis. We appreciate the call.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, finding my map is not necessarily, it's not going to help anything, because we all know about my map. I worked with three different veterans. One was a submarine veteran. The other was a Navy SEAL who was on the submarines. And the third guy was an intelligence officer with another service who did a 3-year tour of duty with the Submarine Corps. So the naval officer with the submarines, my friend who was with the Navy SEALs, and the intelligence officer. I worked with these three men to recreate the map that was used. It still is used, by the way. in these classified briefings the Navy puts on going back to 1979. Phil from Montana, a regular listener, he was at, he wasn't in the briefing room, but he helped set up the room, the lights, the sound system, the tables and chairs, in 1979 in New Orleans for what we think is the first briefing of flag rank officers about the rising ocean levels. He bought a copy of my DVD in 2009. He watched it, and he called me up, and he said, John, I've seen your map before. And then he told me the story about how 30 years previously he'd seen that map on the wall of the briefing room that he was setting up and had to remain outside the briefing room, which was guarded, by the way, by an officer. That's highly unusual. Usually it's a petty officer or chief petty officer that stands guard at these classified briefings. But he didn't know for 30 years what the strange markings on this map meant. He did not know. And after 30 years, he watched my DVD, and then he knew. The map is on my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. It is available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. So it's an interesting project, and you're not going to, I know, Phyllis, I appreciate what you were attempting to do. Doing a Google search or an internet search is not going to find these images. That simply is not going to happen. You're going to have to actually watch movies and actually watch TV shows. And there's no way to tell beforehand what movies and what TV shows are going to be on. It could be anything. Typically, they're going to be wildly popular movies and TV shows, because that's what we've seen so far. Granted, it could be, they could have images of these maps on less popular movies and TV shows. It hasn't been what we've seen so far. So it is a possibility. I would focus on the Academy Award-winning movies, the award-winning TV shows, as the ones most likely to have these images. Now, if you already have the hobby of watching movies, if you already have the hobby of watching TV shows, you're not going to be doing something you wouldn't do anyway. We all have busy lives, and we have limited discretionary time. So if you're already using that limited discretionary time to watch movies and watch TV shows, then keep a sharp eye out for these images, because they're going to come up. The ones we've found so far is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm absolutely convinced of it. Absolutely convinced of it. So we've got one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 movies and TV shows. There's going to be 14. There's going to be 21. Oh, yes, there will. One of the best is the earliest one, 60 years ago. 60 years ago, Highway Patrol, hugely popular TV show starring Broderick Crawford. Hugely popular. And that map, when you look at that map, and these images are all at my website, of course, on the left-hand side of my homepage, the differences between that map and the map that's on my DVD are insignificant, quite frankly. They really are, in terms of the damage done, where it's done, how many people will be affected. You got the East Coast with damage, the Gulf Coast, the Inland Sea, where the Mississippi River becomes an inland ocean, and the West Coast with damage. So similar to what the Navy veterans started seeing in 1979. Big chunk of time between 1957 and 1979. What is that, 22 years? Yeah, a big chunk of time. But it's there, and it's not in living color. It's in black and white. The map on that wall, that office of that petroleum engineer and that petroleum company in a TV show, Highway Patrol, 60 years ago. It's called predictive programming. They're warning us. It's part of the subconscious of pretty much everybody in the country has seen one or more of these films. The Godfather, Superman Returns, A Beautiful Mind, Hunger Games. Pretty much everybody in the country has seen one or more of these images on these films. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
John, good morning. I think I got a great idea on these maps, which you have probably thought of. How about all these things must have prop departments? Have you ever tried to get a hold of an actual map or a prop department that may have one?
Well, the images vary from show to show. I haven't seen the same image in any of these shows. Each one is standalone different. Getting access to what takes place in TV production in California or New York would be almost impossible. It would be really, really difficult.
Oh, okay. Well, it was
okay.
A shot in the dark.
Well, Dave, thank you, sir. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of April. Well, we have a couple of new features on the John Moore Show. Every Thursday, second hour, we're going to have Mr. Don Kubley, the president of InterShelter Domes. And we're going to be talking a lot about domes. These are wonderful, wonderful structures that you can assemble yourself. Two men, simple hand tools and a ladder is all you need to assemble these domes. And you got a full-time home or a vacation home, even a rental home. And then Fridays, we're going to have Jimmy with Desert Eagle. In the first hour, we're going to be talking about firearms, anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, precision marksmanship, use of firearms in defense, magazines, ammunition, night vision, thermal imaging, everything and anything to do with the firearms culture and firearms in general. So it'll be Firearms Friday, first hour, beginning Friday, this coming Friday. Be a lot of fun. Jimmy's a great guy. He was a designated marksman for the United States Coast Guard. When they would do shipboarding, he'd be at the highest point on the ship with his M14 on overwatch to make sure everything went smoothly and our guys were safe. So that'll be a lot of fun there. Getting back to hobby farms, my friend Tim Spencer and his website will help you a lot if you really are interested in hobby farms. ruralsurvival.info, there's a link on my links page, ruralsurvival.info. Tim now has his own radio show here at Republic Broadcasting, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon. He and his wife, Lori, co-host. A lot of fun. He has some interesting guests, and I encourage you to listen to his show. And he has archives as well. So be sure and check that out. Tim has a hobby farm. And Tim is a native of Florida. He and his wife both. And he moved to my neighborhood here in Salem, near Salem, Missouri, because of the map. The map he saw while doing classified studies for the U.S. Navy in New Orleans back in the mid-1980s. He moved here specifically because of that map and established a hobby farm for him and his family. That's been 25 years ago. So, So ruralsurvival.info would be a great place for you to check out if you want to become part of a hobby farm. Lots and lots, hundreds of articles there related to anything and everything to do with hobby farms. You'll learn lots of skills you didn't have before. These farmers and ranchers that take pride in doing most repairs on their trucks and tractors, and it's a matter of personal pride that they can do that and have the tools and the skills to do so. Almost all these farmers and ranchers out here have some level of skills in carpentry, plumbing, painting, metal fabrication, all these different skills that are handy around the farm and the ranch. And they may not be a top-notch carpenter, but they're a carpenter. Okay, we're done for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth.